Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Mohawk Mama Soul. This podcast is essentially for the writing soul. We don't focus on the writing craft. There are plenty of podcasts for that. But here, you are the focus. Your own personhood, not just what you produce. So let's go ahead and get started. Ultimately, you are a soul who writes. Writing is work. Writing is rest. It's your movement in the world, the unique embodiment of your freedom. You are a writer. If you hold yourself accountable for documenting, witnessing, journaling, educating, blogging, even writing copy, and this opens up others to their freedom, their imagination, their growth, and their healing. And it does so in such a way so that you are able to be generous with your love, with your gifts, with all of who you are, so that it will be an expression of your soul care from the inside out. That's what the Mohawk Mama Soul podcast is all about, helping you attend to your writing soul. Grief comes in many forms and many expressions, and it will vary from person to person. This is Mohawk Mama. I am your host, and I like to also think of myself as a soul care midwife, helping bring about the kind of births within us that will allow us to question and deeply consider rather than first come to conclusions. As you know, I am on this fall sabbatical that officially kicked off on the 1st of September, and we are now going to go right into this new format of just soaking in the poetry of Jan Richardson in her book, The Cure for Sorrow. And so that's what we're going to be doing, is looking at blessings for times of grief. And by grief, I am talking about any kind of loss. Not that we should have a spectrum to a certain degree, where we can compare someone else's loss with ours, and it becomes futile, because loss is still loss. If you lose a loved one, and if you lose, let's just say for instance, a particular dream, you're still going to feel the kind of anguish that comes in the heart when you're separated from it. So whether it's a pet, or a project, or a person, grief will find us, and it is more honorable for us to be attentive and appreciative, not for the loss, but appreciative what it's getting ready to do to make us kinder, more loving, more perceptive about how it looks to be a human, and sort things out with grace in view. That's what we're going to be decelerating with today. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to three foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. If this is your first time, I want to welcome you in to this soul care campfire and let you know that you are right at home. You are in a place where you already belong. You have nothing to prove, girl. And here's what I want to make sure we do first and foremost. I want us to get our headphones on. I tend to speak low. That's just typically what I do. But it might be easier to hear me if you have your headphones on. But it also can become a sanctuary for you where you kind of put everything else, the noise, to the side. Be ready to be a receptive repository so that you can gather in, but then you can release. So you want to be a conduit just as much as a repository. Receive it and then be courageous enough to let go.
Choose to experience and let go of expectations for why you're here. Expectations can prevent us from seeing what's right in front of us. Our assumptions color what's really there. Sojourner, I want you to practice looking at yourself. Really look at yourself past who you've been told that you are, or who you have believed yourself to be, or the part you have played, the roles that you play, the masks that you wear. Let's remove them. Let's remove the prejudgment and critique one layer at a time that normally attach themselves to those very things. Whether you're standing or sitting, with or without a mirror, I want you to pause and trace with your hand a section of your body. Maybe your face, maybe your hand, your arm, your legs, maybe your thighs, maybe your belly, your chest, your shoulder. But what I want you to do is allow your hand to trace your holy temple. Welcome her. Welcome her creator and sustainer. Get a keen sense of your embodiment as you untether yourself and discover aspects of drawing in the closeness of who you are and who you are becoming because of who has created you and designed you. It is difficult at times because when we do not notice due to hurry, busyness, avoidance, the lies, or dismissal, we will not be attentive to who we really are. And so that is where we want to begin.
Here we are, talking about grief. And yet, many may not want to, and that's okay too. But what I want to address is a loyalty that we can actually have to all of our emotions. And what I mean by that is, if we have an emotion, such as grief, that the disloyal thing would be to ignore, suppress, diminish it in some kind of way, as if there's no validity. It's hard, but let's not be disloyal to our grief. Grief is not the enemy. It is the emotion that shows us where we have our deepest connections. This doesn't minimize the pain, nor does it seek to explain it. Rather, grief, it's a revealer. It's a revealer to us where the presence of love and earnest connection accosted our being. I want to share three earnest connections that accosted my being, and this would all be within this calendar year of 2017. The first one is a person. We call him Big G, and although he would be referred to as my stepdad, he was just my dad, and he came in my life at a time I was shattered and just a shell. After my parents' divorce, something deeply changed in me. And so there were many things that I brought into the relationship with Big G, being that father figure who was very patient with me and patient with my mom, and my mom having 6 children that didn't dissuade him. He saw something in our family, and he didn't come in as a savior of any kind. He came in as a friend, an ally. And then there's a pet. I have allergies to cat dander, but that doesn't keep me away from them. And it was just a few months ago, my son Tobias rescued an abandoned kitten, no more than 6 weeks at the time. And he brought him home, and immediately we fell in love with him. We called him Hobbs. So Hobbs caused much grief in my respiratory system. And the first time in many years I had to go back on my albuterol, I spent many nights not sleeping well and having to get up and do treatments. And it was so much grief that he was causing me physically. But the grief that came about when we had to give him to my older daughter, who lives about an hour away, that was a different kind of grief. I had connected with him, even in light of jeopardizing disconnecting with my own respiratory system. But it was a twofold grief. We go visit Calvin, Hobbs. I said Calvin because we're basically a family that follows the Calvin and Hobbes comic strip. And my daughter's name is Cece. It begins with a C, so we figured we'd play on that. So Calvin is my daughter, air quotes. And then we have Hobbs, the kitten, beautiful orange tabby. And then there's the project. I collaborated with a friend, and there were things that became very clear that some of our desires and paths were different. Not bad, but different. And we honored our friendship, but we had to come to terms with there being some things that within its timing and within the way it would be expressed with regards to approaching it would be different than what we had envisioned. And there was grief there, and that grief didn't turn out to just be something that was to our disapproval, but that grief showed us really where we earnestly connected on a level of giving, not just to others, but giving to one another. The hospitality of friendship and to learn from each other, learn from each other's limitations and circumstances. But nonetheless, there was grief in that because there were expectations. And some of those just did not pan out the way we had thought they would. And yet, the bond is still strong. And the resiliency that comes about in light of grief is that which also offers us a gift of being curious enough to ask questions. And that's going to lead me to reading just an excerpt of the blessing entitled Blessing the Questions by Jan Richardson. And I will leave a link for you to go to Jan Richardson's website. Let's listen to Blessing the Questions. Let them come, the questions that storm through the crack in the world. Let them come, the questions that crawl through the hole in your heart. Let them come, the questions in anguish, the questions in tears. Let them come, the questions in rage, the questions in fear. Let them come, the questions that whisper themselves so slow, the questions that arrive with breathtaking speed. This is just an excerpt of the blessing, the questions from Jan Richardson. And what I really enjoy the most about Jan's work, whether it's her paintings or her writings, is that she creates a meeting place of words and images and faith. It's so eloquent, and I really recommend that you discover her and her work, because it is unquestionably one of those voices that lends to the real as well as the redemption. And so, in closing of this episode on grief and blessing the questions, it really does become a gift for us to bless the very unlikely things, like questions, inquiries that we can bring and allow to be given space and validity. And so with that, let us truly find ourselves in whatever grief place we find ourselves in, because we have earnestly been connected. Let us bless whatever questions come without placing any judgment on them, any timelines on them, any limitations on them. Bless the questions. Thank you so much for decelerating with me in this. Rest, relinquish, receive, and repeat. To discover more of Jan Richardson's work, you can go to janrichardson.com. If you're listening to this episode through the Anchor app, then please feel free to leave a comment, a question, engage me in whatever way that you desire. And if you're not on the Anchor app, you can listen right online at anchor.fm/MohawkMama. Or if you're listening just through your podcast platform, whichever you use, then know that you can visit MohawkMamaStudio.com. And I'll also provide that link in the Anchor app, as well as it'll show up online if you're listening through Anchor. I do encourage you to engage me in the area that you are experiencing grief and its invitation for you to bless your questions. Until we come back together again to decelerate, shalom. If you're wondering how to find out more about the Soul Care Classrooms, then just visit MohawkMamaStudio.com and then go to the hashtag Soul Care Classrooms Hub tab, and the details are there. One more thing I want to mention is that when we're thinking about how we refer to our own embodiment, we must remember to keep the human element about our bodies ever so present, to keep the kindness in view. Because one of the things we must also realize is that our body is us. This is the gift we've been given, to have full expression of the activity of our humanity. And she is not part of us, but she is us. And so when you are referring to your own embodiment, refer to her in terms of endearment. Until we get together again, shalom, sojourner.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart, and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.